Good morning. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Hi, folks. It's Friday afternoon. I chose the wrong CKW promo, which means it's time for another edition of Let's Play DJ. This is the show where every week I have a different guest on to talk about music they like and listen to it. My guest today is a fantastic singer-songwriter. He's got a brand new record out. Record release show coming up and just hot off across Canada tour. It's Sam Singer. Hey, Sam.
Hi, Jacob.
Let's Play DJ. How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You nailed the intro.
Thanks. I was sweating.
You did a great job. We got lots to talk about. You just came back from tour, got a show coming up. I guess right off the hop, let's say you got a record release show coming out at the West End Cultural Center on November...
November 22nd.
November 22nd. Right on. Tickets available. Real Love Winnipeg?
Yes. And I also have a few physical tickets left.
Wow.
I made them. Forget this place I went to. It was on Main Street. They were not happy about it, but
why weren't they happy?
I don't know. I was just calling the guy and he seemed very angry every time I talked to him.
Was he like a ticket maker?
Well, he's in the business of printing, you know. But yeah, there's some physical tickets left.
Tickets.
Yeah.
Right on.
And they're online.
And right on. And if people want the physical tickets, how do they
They got to find me, or I could find them.
Awesome.
Might be easier online. I only have like 15 left. I've dispersed the rest. I'm sure I'll have some more. You know, you could find me.
You should re-up. You should call him back. Get some more physical tickets.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We gotta just sell them. You know.
You got Bush Lotus on the bill.
Yep, we got Bush Lotus and Sophie and Emma Stevens.
Oh, nice. Be great.
It's going to be fun.
You heard it here, folks. Folks, buy your tickets.
And I'm playing with a 10-piece band.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy.
The Beautiful Movers Orchestra.
Oh, incredible.
Is kind of a long-time dream that I'm finally making come true.
Amazing.
At this show. So we're going to kind of play the record sort of how it sounds.
Cool.
Like with strings and horns and pedal steel. And it's going to be very nice.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I was listening to your record today and that's what struck me. It's just so lush. Like the songs are so fleshed out in such a nice way.
Well, thank you very much.
I want to talk lots about it. But first, maybe let's play a song.
Let's do it.
Okay. You sent me this list.
Yes.
It's an excellent list.
Thank you.
What song do you want to hear first?
Well, let's go with this first song, Hot Burrito Number One. It was kind of the song, I just got home from this tour, and this was kind of the song from the tour for me. I just got off the ferry going to Nelson in this place called Balfour, and was driving these windy roads up to Nelson, and this song was playing.
Right on, here it is.
Do the things you're Once upon a time, you let me feel you deep inside, and nobody knew, nobody saw. Do you remember the way you cried? I'm your toy, I'm your
What an ending. That was Hot Burrito number one by the Flying Burrito Brothers. And you're listening to Let's Play DJ on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Jacob Bardofsky. I'm here with Sam Singer.
Hey.
Hey. Great first song.
Thanks. I love it.
Set the tone. So before the break, we were talking about your record and this its orchestralness. Was that, like, how, I'm curious how you got there. Like, what, when you set out to make your record, is like, I'm going to have a massive band and make it sound huge, or did it sort of happen?
I feel like that's just kind of how it's the past couple of times I went about making albums, that's usually just how it ends up being. Like, I really wanted to record this album live, and it was kind of impossible to do with a big orchestra. I'm using air quotes right now, but you can't see it because we're on the radio.
It's an audio medium.
I'm a very visual speaker, so this is very challenging for me.
This is a terrible idea.
You know, I'm using my hands. They're going all over the place right now. You can't even see
it. It's got
them.
This whiteboard. It keeps drawing diagrams.
It's ridiculous. Anyways, so I ended up like kind of splicing it in two of like recording it live with my band and then doing live overdubs with this small string section and pedal steel and some other various things. And so it was like kind of a totally live album, but split in two of like the core band live. And then the live overdubs.
Super cool. So. That must have been challenging, no? Like, I know, like, recording unfretted instruments together can sometimes be super tough, especially, like, matching, like, pedal steel, the strings.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm lucky enough to play with some really, or put together some very good players, and they did it well, and I'm not very educated in music, so they bared with me, and... I had some help from Sam Fournier.
Oh, yeah.
Who's a very skilled young man.
Yeah.
And
well-educated.
Well-educated. And he's actually starting to put out some of his own music, too.
Yeah,
and he's pretty awesome. And he helped me put these arrangements together as well.
Cool.
Help translate and create these things that ended up on the album.
Cool. Where'd you record it?
We recorded it in Matlock with
Micah
in one of the cabins out there.
Amazing.
And then the second, the live overdubs at No Fun Club.
Oh, right on. Okay. And so did Micah produce it as well? Or...
Yes. Awesome. I mean, producing, what does this mean? I mean, I was having this conversation, like, did I produce? Like, I'm not to say that I'm a producer because I don't know how to record things at all. But you know, it's like producing. I mean, you know, maybe I shouldn't get into this
because somebody
listening to this would be like, this guy doesn't know what he's talking. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what producing is. I think if you are adding parts, you're producing. You know.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree with that. I think it's a worthy conversation to have.
Okay.
Yeah. our listeners are famously quite aggressive.
Yeah, you might get some calls.
I'll get some calls.
Oh, we're actually getting a call right now.
Oh, yeah.
No, just kidding.
I wish. You could call if you wanted to. I don't ever get really calls.
Should tell people to call in.
Call in.
I mean, is that fine?
Yeah, we can. Listener line, 204-774-6877. You have a question for Sam? You want to berate him on his...
Please.
Again, the number is 204-774-6877. Well, we got a Micah song queued up.
Yeah.
That's a segue.
Yeah, this is from his new record, and I think this is probably my favorite song. It was tough to pick, but...
Here's Sucked Into It.
money and nothing to spend it on. Isn't it strange when you get good luck? Oh, what a feeling, like you never had a buck. Then it starts taking over and you get sucked into it. Starts to eat your brain. And quiet could do you good. You don't need to spend your life in the go, go, go. You gotta take it slow. Maybe this morning will bring something different, something to make me a happier man. I got nothing but potential, but I'm always feeling sad. How it sneaks into your life.
That was Sucked Into It by The Secret Beach, Micah Ehrenberg's new project. You're listening to Let's Play DJ on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, 4:13 on your drive home. My name's Jacob, and I'm here with Sam Singer.
Hello.
Hey.
Again.
We're going to do that a bunch of times. Pretty much after every song.
I could keep doing it.
Hey, you're doing great.
Thank you.
I want to ask you about songwriting. So we were just talking over the break. You were saying you got new songs to record already.
I've got some songs to record.
What's your writing process like? Like, are you super disciplined? Do you like write all the time?
No. I'm pretty undisciplined generally in my life. But I don't know. I've had some songs I've been working on all throughout the year, and mm-hmm. I found that this has been my worst and best year for songwriting. Worst in the way of like not writing as many as I usually do, mm-hmm. but and it's been taking me a lot longer mm-hmm. to finish songs. Mm-hmm. Like that's been a bit of a struggle. Mm-hmm. But the product, or sorry, I wouldn't say product, but maybe what I'm coming to is I don't know, I'm liking the songs that I'm writing a lot. Even though I've liked songs that I've written in the past, I don't know. You always think the next thing you're going to do is the best thing. So
yeah.
I think these are the best songs I'm writing. You know?
I mean, the new ones are always exciting, I guess. Mm-hmm. But also, I think there's something to be said about quantity or quality over quantity.
Totally.
And I think like as we like get older and write songs for longer, you're sort of your self editing for some folks gets more stringent.
Absolutely.
You know, you get a little bit more selective. You sort of like, I know for me too, like sometimes I notice myself like, ugh, like I've done that 1,000 times, like come up with something else, idiot.
I've definitely developed some new songwriting philosophies in the past year and a half. I don't know. I've got this one saying, and this is not originally my saying, of course, but you know, kill your darlings. Mm-hmm. So my addition to this is kill your darlings quicker because I find with a lot of the things I write, it's like you'll have a stanza and then, or maybe you'll have a first line that leads you in a direction and then you keep wanting to base everything off this first line.
Mm.
Yet everything past this first line is taking you somewhere, but you're holding on to this first line. And I've found that so many times that first line is... it's a mirage, you know. That's the thing you got to let go of, but it hurts because that's
it got you there.
Yeah, it's the catalyst, but it's
interesting. It's like writing the first verse is just an exercise to get into it.
Could be
to sort of find where you're at. Yeah, I've certainly done that too. That's interesting, huh? Kill your darlings
quicker, so you could write more songs, and play more Madden,
the football game,
you know.
Yeah, of course.
you write songs quicker, you have more time to play Madden,
yeah.
2K,
yeah.
FIFA,
yeah.
you know, watch Instagram Reels.
I was going to say the reel. It's important to have time for Reels.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
TikToks as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I gotcha. let's listen to another song. We got this okay. Richie Havens track.
Yeah.
This morning, morning.
Guy.
Tell me about this one.
I spent a year living on Academy, on Academy Road.
Mm-hmm. And, like by the bowling alley?
No, it was like at the crossroads of all religions, you know, like the on Academy and like the bridge, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, there's like the synagogue of the church.
Yeah. And
all religions.
All, okay, sorry, not all of them. But
once again, the number is 204-7.
And yeah, I don't know. I listen to this song every morning, pretty much, and this record, and I really fell in love with Richie Havens last year.
Here it is.
Morning, morning, feel so lonesome in the morning, 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 morning brings me grief. Sunshine, sunshine, sunshine laughs upon my face, and the secret of the shining puts me in my running place. Evening, evening, feel so lonesome in the evening. Evening, evening, evening brings me grief. Moonshine, moonshine, moonshine docks the hills with grace, and the glory of the shining seems to break my simple faith. Nighttime, nighttime, feel so lonesome in the nighttime. Nighttime, nighttime does not bring me to relief. Starshine, starshine, chills the moon upon my cheek. Starshine, starshine, darling, kiss me as I weep.
Beautiful. That was Morning Morning by Richie Havens, Office Record Mixed Bag. And you're listening to Let's Play DJ on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Jacob. I'm here with Sam Singer.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Not a stage name.
Not a stage name.
A real name.
That's my real name.
Yeah. You are a singer, though.
Yes. Yes.
Just saying.
I was born for this.
I was born
this way. Or to repair sewing machines. Service sewing.
Service machine. That, honestly. Yeah. Yeah. Could you both?
Yeah, I should be.
Yeah.
You know,
are you related to the sewing machine Singer dynasty?
Yeah, that's my family.
Yeah.
No. Cool. No. Dude, you think I'd be here? Just kidding. I'd be, I don't know where that would put me, honestly.
Yeah.
Maybe like Miami or something.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
Yeah, it would be nice.
You know, I've never been.
Some people say Winnipeg is the Miami of Canada. No one says that.
No. They say Florida,
yeah?
For sure. You know, Florida man, Winnipeg man. You know.
When did you start writing songs?
I started writing songs when I was about 11 or 12.
Oh, cool. And, why?
My parents got divorced, and I was a hockey player at the time. I was going to make it big. You mm-hmm. know, I was bound for the league.
And then my parents were called Sam Skater. Sorry.
I'm so
sorry.
I had a different name back then, you know. No, but yeah, I don't know. I guess I just started. I wanted to learn guitar. I picked it up when I was 9, and then I found a couple friends my age, who, one friend in particular, this guy named Kenny Ingram, who he was like writing songs when he was like 9, or maybe even younger than that, and I was like pretty taken aback by it, and I never thought I could write songs, and then we were in a band together, and then I did start writing songs, and the first song I wrote was called Pizza Party.
Nice.
And then they've been slowly getting more sophisticated and sophisticated since then, you know? And now I'm writing about grand philosophies and things like Sartre, you know? I'm not even going to pretend like I even know how to say any philosophers' names. I did go to U of W for 1 year.
Nice.
I was in philosophy of art, actually.
Nice. Yeah.
And I think I failed, but yeah.
Well, can't win them all.
No. No, you can't.
Can't win any.
No, there's actually a saying that I came up with on this tour.
Oh, yeah?
It's very negative, but I like it. So, you know, like obviously you win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
So it's, you win some, you lose more than you ever won.
How was your tour?
It was good. I would say that quote, you know, touring is a mixed bag.
It's a
just
grind.
Like the record by Richie Havens that we just were listening to. And, you know, there are very high highs and low lows.
Yeah.
And we were blessed enough to experience some highs. And I would say blessed enough to experience a couple lows as well. It's all great.
Yeah. This was, you've toured before, though.
Yeah, this is actually my third tour in the past year. And
wow.
I've never done it in my life since this past year.
Cool. Like booking it all yourself?
Yeah, I was actually inspired by our mutual friend, Adam Solway.
Yes.
Because I wanted him to book my tour. And then he said...
Do it yourself.
He said, do it yourself. You're a smart guy.
Yeah.
And then I was kind of choked. And then I was like, I could do it. And then I did it three times.
Yeah. You just got to send emails.
Pretty much, and harass people a little bit respectfully.
Do some Googling.
Yeah.
Look at other people's tour dates and then write down the venues that they played and then email them.
It's easy.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
Yeah.
And you want to book a tour, you could just do it.
Yeah. Anyone can.
Yeah.
There are breweries in so many cities.
Mm-hmm. They probably pay better than bars. So.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Like, what's, I don't know, what's it, how has it changed? Like, has it changed, like, sort of how you view your songs or how you view songwriting to, like, play them in sort of other places where it's not, there isn't this context of, like, a local scene that you're part of?
That's a good question. I don't know how to answer it, but it definitely makes me feel like they're alive and they can, you know, it's cool that they can exist in other places than maybe the place I wrote them or the place where I've spent the most time with them, and it's cool how songs can have that kind of distance.
Yeah, great answer.
Well, thanks.
10 out of 10.
I would say, no, it's more like a 6.5.
It's a six. It's like a
It's like a 6.5 out of 10.
I'd say 6.75.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You know, it's not bad.
I'm feeling generous.
We got
another song, Hey Joseph, but I'm gonna have a hard time pronouncing this. Mikhail Paskalev?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I know how to pronounce it either, really, but that sounds about right. He's actually surprisingly from Norway. And I think he's of Bulgarian descent, and this is a song that I really loved when I was a little bit younger, and recently found it again.
Cool. Here it is.
Hey, Joseph, how have you been? You've been thinking about the future and what it will bring. I've seen your tears of joy, but I've never seen you cry. Now you hide away inside, but I think it's all right. Joseph, you'll never be alone. You got places to go to,
cause this is a song for you and your thoughts. Don't you give up, now don't you get lost. If it all shakes, it's okay if it aches. Ooh, but Joseph, you're too tough to break.
So nice. That was Hey Joseph by Mikhail Paskalev off his record What's Life Without Losers. And you're listening to Let's Play DJ here on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name is Jacob Rudofsky and I'm here with Sam Singer.
Hello.
Hello. What a great song and album title.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. How do you find music? Like, how do you find stuff that you like?
That's a good, I don't know. I listen to the same things over and over.
I'm the same. I like collect my bands or my albums that I like and I don't stray from them.
Mm-hmm. Usually it takes like a moment, a special moment in time or somebody showing me a song in the right moment when I'm actually listening. And, I feel like that's usually how it goes for me. Like, yeah. I don't, like, finding this song again was kind of, this is like a new song that I'm into, even though I liked it maybe when I was, oh man, I don't even know this, I don't even know when this came out, but it feels like a long time ago, like maybe 8 years ago or something, but yeah.
Cool. So I'm curious, like, playing with a band now, because you were sort of like, I mean, I guess you still are in theory a solo artist, but when I used to see you play years ago, it was usually solo, I think.
I don't know. Yeah, okay.
I'm curious, like, what's the process when you bring a song to a band? Like, how do you guys learn it?
Now I'd say it's very different.
Yeah.
Based on, I've been playing with the band I've been playing with for a while now. And I usually don't try to say too much. I usually just bring the song and I'm like, and they kind of get it now. Not that they didn't get it at some point. Like, they're all very talented people. And but I think the, this group of people, they really understand my tendencies, things I like, and things that the songs call for as well. And we actually had a great conversation when we were just on this most recent tour between my drummer and bass player, Ben Stokes, and Sam Fournier, of like how sometimes with songs, there can sort of objectively be a way that it is supposed to sound, and your job as the player is to not get in the way of, you know, with your ego of what you want to put yourself in there. But it's really, you got to kind of play to the song. And I mean, I think a guy like these two guys, Benny and Sam, they're both excellent. So that's like, they could just, it's kind of like breathing. It almost feels like if they're open to it, then it's kind of like breathing.
Yeah. No, that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, the idea of like sort of serving the song. And I think, I feel like we all get sort of better at that as we get older. But I also think there's an aspect of serving the song as a writer too.
Totally.
You know, and sort of goes back to what you were saying about like killing your darling, like getting out of your own way.
Absolutely.
And even just, keeping your own ego out of it.
Got to do it.
I'm just running right now. But... So, and like when your band's arranging stuff, like how democratic is it? Like, are you sort of
a dictatorship?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What I say goes.
I understand.
No, I'm
sorry for bringing it up.
Why would you even bring that up to me? No, I'm just kidding.
This was on the list of unapproved questions.
Yeah. Among other things. No. Yeah. I mean, I am open. I'm open to anything.
Yeah.
You know, because then if I wasn't, then I wouldn't be serving the song, you know, and then it would be my ego getting in the way, which I'd like to avoid that, you know, my own ego, if I can, you know.
So, hard.
So, yeah, for some people.
Let's play another song.
Yeah, let's do it.
What do you want? We got
yeah, Billy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. It's a great song.
Here's Billy by Matt Foster.
Billy in the low ground, Billy getting high, Billy be my lover before I die. Who would blame a soul for living while they can? When the light gets low, Billy, take my hand. Isn't there some somewhere we can be alone? Billy in the low ground, Billy by the sea, Billy in the back seat, just park it in the trees. Isn't there somewhere we can be somewhere we can be
record True Needs. That was Billy by Matt Foster. You listen to Let's Play DJ on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, 4:35 on this Friday afternoon, and I'm here with Sam Singer.
Hello, everybody.
It's good to have you, Sam.
It's good to be here.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
Okay, so you did this tour. You got this record release coming up. What's coming up? What's next? What you got going on? And the answer can also be nothing, because you've been very busy.
Well, you know, I do have a couple things coming up. One thing I'm very excited about, But there'll be more about it later. As I'm starting to host a songwriters round at Times Change.
No.
Yeah. You should probably be on it at some point.
Yep. I like those shows.
Yeah, so it's going to be a songwriter's round that turns into like a little bit of an open mic.
Excellent.
Kind of like a shorter open mic.
Yeah.
With like only like 5 or 7 slots.
Cool, cool.
But it'll be, I'll be announcing that soon.
Right on.
With the times.
Weekly?
Monthly.
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 Smart.
And then I'm also playing, this is kind of exciting, but I'm playing Winterruption in Edmonton.
Oh, cool.
In
nice.
End of January. That's a while away.
Yeah. It's not that far.
But no, it's not that far.
You're bringing the band?
Yeah. Bringing the band.
Nice. Do you play without a band now or not really?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
I will.
How do you, like, how does it compare?
They're much more talented than me. Yeah. So they make everything probably sound a lot better.
Sure.
But, you know, I could play the songs. And so it's kind of the same.
That's a great answer. I don't know. Like, do you find, like, when you're, like, getting up on stage by yourself versus getting up on stage, like, in front of, like, 3 or 4 people, like, do you find it feels different? Do you find it, like,
it informs
your performance differently?
For sure. I've definitely gotten more comfortable recently with performing solo after some very scarring incidences with performing solo.
Could I ask you to elaborate on that?
Yeah. I mean, the two that come to my mind that I'll try to make quick is...
We got 25 minutes. We're good.
Okay, great. Yeah. I was playing... this was kind of before I fell in love with Leonard Cohen, but I was doing like a Leonard Cohen Bands as Bands.
Yeah.
It was on Canada Day.
Yeah.
There was, like, nobody there.
Okay.
At the Goodwill, which was great for me because, like, I was, like, looking at, like, this piece of paper the whole time, and I just botched it so bad. Mm. But I was wearing a turtleneck, and I said,
that's,
you know, I'm, like, Leonard Cohen coming back from the dead to disgrace himself. So that was at least a good bit. And then the other time I was playing solo, and it was, like, one of these nights where there's, like, every band is playing a show, and I was on it was just not a show that, out of those shows, people were not going to come to this one that I was playing at. Mm-hmm. My band didn't even want to play it because of this. And so I played it solo, and I'm playing solo, and there's drums on the stage, and I will not out anyone, you know, and I'm sure they're not listening, but maybe someone they know is listening. So I won't say any names.
Yeah, that's fine. You're very pragmatic. You know?
Yeah, you know, I'm a diplomat.
You're a diplomat.
I'm a natural diplomat.
I understand.
And so I'm playing, and I see a friend of mine who's a drummer, and there's drums on the stage because there's a band playing later on. And so I'm like, hey, come on stage, play a song with me. And he hops on the drums, and we're playing, like, some song. Mm-hmm. And then this guy walks up from the back of the room. He's carrying his drumsticks firmly in his hand, and he walks up to the stage. We're playing the song. There's like 5 people there, you know? And he's like, you know, you should probably ask somebody before you play their drums.
Mid-song.
Mid-song. And then I was just like, yeah, sorry. And then that was probably the most embarrassed I've been. And then I think I stopped playing shows for a while and pursued a career in poker. For a little bit.
You're not kidding.
I'm not kidding. No. And but yeah.
Because of a passive aggressive drummer from a from a headlining band.
Yeah.
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 I mean, I would argue that there's two yes, you should ask, I guess. But also, like, you could also be a little bit more chill.
I think you could be more chill.
I mean
you're gonna hit them anyways.
I don't think you're entirely fault.
Yeah,
exactly.
Drummers.
They're drums.
Wake up. You're gonna hit them anyways. Like, I just don't even get it.
Once again, folks, the listener line, 204-774-6877. Yeah, no, I mean, I get being, people don't like their stuff touched okay.
I was wrong. I learned my lesson.
And that's why you messaged me that you wanted to come on the radio and apologize.
Exactly.
Yeah. I get it. Blaze Foley?
Blaze Foley, yeah.
If I Could Only Fly?
Somebody recently told me I sounded like Blaze Foley. I don't think they're right, but I love them.
We'll let the listener decide.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. almost felt you touching me just now. Wish I knew which way to turn. This place goodbye. Come and be with you. I can hardly stand. I got nowhere to run. Another sinking sun. Another lonely night. Things get better somewhere up the way. Just dismal thinking on a dismal day. Sad songs for us to bear. Sometimes I write happy songs, but then sometimes little things are wrong. You know, I wish they all could make you smile. Tomorrow maybe we can get away. Coming home soon and I want to stay. Wish you could come with me when I go again. If I could only fly, if I could only fly, I'd bid this place goodbye to come and be with you. I can hardly stand. I got nowhere to run. Another sinking sun. One more lonely night. If I could only fly. If you could only fly. Only fly. There be no more lonely nights.
That was If I Could Only Fly by Blaze Foley. You're listening to Let's Play DJ on CKUW 95.9 FM, coming to you live from the fourth floor of the University of Winnipeg. And I'm here with Sam Singer.
Hello.
Sorry, you were waiting to say hello.
I was going to say that these are familiar grounds.
Yes. Sam Singer famously attended University of Winnipeg.
Extremely famously.
Extremely famously. Yeah. Took philosophy.
Yeah. Some English courses.
Nice.
Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Wow.
To be. And that's all I know.
We got a Trey Burt song queued up next, and you have a Trey Burt story.
Well, I mean, a little bit. I just
teed you up.
You teed me up. Yeah. I'm going to hit this one out of the park. Thanks, Jacob.
Anytime, buddy.
So, Winnipeg Folk Fest 2022, I was in the Young Performers Program.
Nice.
It was my last year of eligibility before I became officially old.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm 26, but I was I guess I was 24, and my mentor.
So you're saying people older than 26?
Anyway, no, whatever. This is it's a personal fine. Feeling.
I understand.
No, it's no. Like it has nothing to do with anybody else.
Okay.
Like I don't think everybody older than me is old.
You said,
I just think
you said what you said.
I said what I said, and I'll.
Sorry, I interrupted.
Everybody
you.
Listening knows exactly what I'm talking about. You know. It's not about, it's nothing personal.
I very, very rudely interrupted your anecdote.
No, I thought it was completely polite. And so I was in this Young Performers group, and my mentor was Trey Bird.
Cool.
And I didn't really listen to his music beforehand, but then like I went on like a massive deep dive of him after, and then I was like, man, how did I spend like two full days with this, like the coolest dude of all time and possibly one of the best songwriters existing right now. And yeah, I just think he's the coolest dude, and he's doing some, I think, very large things, whatever that means. You know, he's just playing and playing big shows. It's great.
Right on. From his record Traffic Fiction, here is Wings for a Butterfly.
Should I look away?
by Treybeard. That was Wings for a Butterfly, and you're listening to the last couple moments of Let's Play DJ here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Jacob, and I'm here with Sam Singer. We've been chatting for the full hour.
And it's been wonderful.
And it's been a treat.
Just sharing stories and
laughs.
Trauma.
Reminiscing.
Yeah, beautiful times.
Yeah, yeah, gazing out the window.
Oh, it's really, really a nice view.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were even stationed in New York. You have to fly out for this.
Top of the Empire State Building, baby.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, thanks so much for doing the show, man.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me. Yeah. It's great.
Super fun. We'll have to do it again.
Okay, I'm down.
Let's plug your show again.
Okay, let's do it. November 22nd at the West End Cultural Center.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Sam Singer. I'm playing with the Beautiful Movers Orchestra, which is, it's going to be myself plus 9 or 10 other musicians. I keep getting it confused, you know. I think it's 10 total, but with instruments such as violin, cello, pedal steel, trumpet, trombone, drums, piano, grand piano.
Unreal.
Bass, upright bass. It's going to be... I mean, I don't want to sound like... I just think it's going to be really great, really good.
It sounds awesome.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, you've put together an award show size band.
Yes. That's... well, I'm eventually going to make the foray into becoming like sort of like a Frank Sinatra-esque kind of like crooner.
Perfect.
Like, and my next album I'm working on is actually the American Songbook. Sung by Sam Singer. That's... And, okay, that's a joke, but... Who knows? You know, I might just make a Christmas album.
Sky's the limit, man.
Yeah.
You should write a record of Christmas songs.
Yeah. I mean, I'm working on it right now.
That's good.
Oh, yeah, but this show, November 22nd at the West End, Lotus is playing. So is Sophie and Emma Stevens. And tickets are... available online at reallove.com, or you could just Google my name, Sam Singer.
Reallovewinnipeg.com.
Yes, reallovewinnipeg.com.
Sorry.
You could also Google my name, Sam Singer, West End Cultural Center, Winnipeg, Gatorade. I don't know. You'll find me. You'll find me. Just look me up, you know.
Is there an alternative to getting tickets online?
I have physical tickets. They're running very low, but I might have some in the 11th hour available. But if you contact me, find a way to contact me through email or on my Instagram, you know, those are the best ways to go about it.
Mm-hmm. Let's Play DJ airs every Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM. You can grab the show archives off of CKUW.ca, which is also a great place to learn about all the other excellent programming that this volunteer-run station has to offer. I mean, there are a few staff here, too, but it's mostly volunteers. We're on Instagram at Let's Play DJ Radio. And by we, I mean the show. And then I'm on Instagram at Jacob Rudofsky. Sam, what's your Instagram?
SamSinger20.
Nice.
20.
20. Thanks for clarifying. Not spelt.
No. It's for Eddie Belfour.
Nice.
You know Eddie? Famous goalie. Carmen Manitoba.
There it is.
Crazy Eddie.
Yeah. I knew it was a hockey player.
Yeah.
But then I got mixed up with Eddie Bauer.
Yeah, he's...
And then I thought to myself, does he make sweaters?
Is that a clothing
store? Yeah, it's a clothing store.
There is a Bauer. Johnny Bauer. Hockey, maybe.
Oh,
he's a hockey player. I don't know. I just know the C chord, dude.
I'd love to play a song from your beautiful record to let us out, but I'm going to let you choose the song.
Okay. I'll pick the song Trader Birds.
Right on. Here it is.
From my album Where the Rivers Do. And my name's Sam Singer.
Great job. Yeah, you did just come back from tour.
Exactly, dude.
Thanks so much for listening, folks. Have yourselves a great weekend. Here is here's Trader Birds by Sam Singer.
Thank you. Skies as ancient as paper.